Welcome back to the big Bastille Day Bash with Globule Radio 90.5 FM, broadcasting, of course, on 90.5 FM and streaming on Facebook as well. We're now joined by a couple more guests, very special ones, the new managers here at the Robinson, the family Robinson, we're calling it now. Welcome. It's Mark and Helen. And I also have with me Juliette, who's going to translate into French. Hi, Juliette.
Hi. Bonjour.
Okay, first of all, we're all dying to know, who are you? What are you doing here?
Well, that is a very good question.
Yeah, it's a really good question.
A long answer.
So normally, home is Asia. So normally we live in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And we came here for family, because family will not travel so far.
Yeah.
So we came here and we arrived in October. And we've done the winter season and then 14 days ago, we got the keys to the family Robinson, and we saw the potential, and we want to bring the families back.
Okay, Juliette, can you explain in French?
Alors, voici Hélène et Marc, les gérants du Robinson. De base, ils viennent d'Asie, ils vivent au Vietnam, mais au mois d'octobre, comme ils ne voyaient pas assez leur famille, ils ont déménagé à Chamonix pour la saison d'hiver, et il y a 14 jours exactement, ils ont reçu la clé du Robinson. Et c'est les nouveaux gérants.
So here you are now, you've got the keys, you've moved in, and you're going in a new direction. Can you, Helen, tell me a little bit about bringing things back to the family roots?
Okay, so basically we've heard that 15-20 years ago, this place was the place to be. So when everything closed on a Sunday, all the families would come here, all the French families, and that's what we're going for. We really want it to be a safe, affordable, lovely, friendly environment for all families to be able to come and chill out and enjoy what we've made.
Yeah, Juliette.
Alors, ils ont entendu dire qu'il y a 15-20 ans, le Robinson, c'était vraiment l'endroit où toutes les familles venaient parce que c'est un endroit qui prône la sécurité et la bonne nourriture et vraiment la joie de vivre.
It's exactly the sentiment I get when I come here now. As soon as you walk here, you can hear the laughter of the kids. You can see, you know, everybody's relaxed, but of course, respecting the barrier gestures. There's even a really cool new playground. Well, there was always a playground here, but you've done it up a bit. Mark, can you tell me about some of the renovations, things you've changed, what you've done?
So with the renovations of the family Robinson has been that the treehouse, we didn't feel it was safe. Mm. So we've made that very safe, but parents still must watch the children. We've put crash mats in place. Watch your children. We've also got a shaded sandpit area because it's very hot here in the Alps in the summer.
True.
And we've also got new swings in place with crash mats, sun lounges and lots of rocking courses and toys for the children, slides. And we want it to be a place where the children can be free.
Yes.
And relax, and the parents can relax and enjoy the garden because we've got the biggest garden in Chamonix.
Yeah, Juliette, I think you might need to tell that one's important, the biggest garden.
Alors, ils ont fait des rénovations à l'espace extérieur du Robinson. Donc, ils ont gardé la cabane dans l'arbre, mais ils ont rajouté des tapis d'escalade, en fait, en protection. Ils ont aussi rajouté des nouvelles balançoires et plein d'aires de jeu pour les enfants. Et c'est le plus gros jardin de tout Chamonix.
Ouais, I can attest to that. And there's even some new hammocks in the forest, right? Or is that not you guys?
That is the Fair École Boussinière.
Oh, the École Boussinière.
Oui, yes. Pardon pour ma français.
Sorry. No problem.
But yes, we have Charlie who's joined us. She walked in and what a godsend. She's been absolutely wonderful, and she's brought along all these lovely children, and they are getting to benefit from the woods that we
okay.
have here.
Very famous, the École Boussinière, and we are actually going to interview Charlie herself about that very soon. Juliette, I think that's going to be the end of the interview. It's really great to have you guys here, and I'll get you to translate that bit about Charlie and our school Boussinière.
Alors, on peut voir des hamacs dans la forêt. On se demandait à qui, si ça appartenait au Robinson. En fait, c'est Charlie et son école buissonnière. Et on va faire une interview avec elle plus tard.
That's right. I hope you're enjoying this French and English vibe. It's the Big Bastille Day Bash. It's franglais. And in fact, just because we are mixing a bit of French and English, why not go now to a French artist singing in English on Globule Radio?